Welcome back to another episode of the Stephen Reed podcast. Today you join me on a rather cloudy bank holiday afternoon somewhere along the Kennet and Avon Canal. Been moving today on the way from Thiel up towards the Thames. Now within cycling distance from my workplace in Reading. So I'm looking forward to having a bit of a better commute and a cheaper commute in the mornings. Today I'm not joined by any guests. I wanted to address a subject myself that has been bugging me for quite a while, and I wanted to really dive into veganism. But I thought I would tackle it from a slightly different perspective from what you might be expecting. There's an awful lot about veganism out there on the internet, but I don't think many people are addressing some of the real issues with it. There's a lot of arguments and a lot of debate going on, and I could sit here for the next half an hour to an hour just telling you all the benefits, the best things about it, why you should go vegan, and ramming it down your throat, which, let's be honest, it doesn't work. I've tried that approach in the past. I've been less tactful and less respectful to my friends and family about their diets and their lifestyles, and it achieves nothing. If anything, you lose respect, and people are less interested in what you have to say. So today I really wanted to tackle some of the difficulties I have with the word veganism, the type of people that are vegan. I wanted to tell you a little bit about my journey from eating meat to being 2 years vegan. And I also wanted to tell you sort of what I struggle with on a more personal level on a day-to-day basis. So we may as well start back at the beginning. It's been about 2.5 years now that I've been eating a vegan diet, which, for those of you who don't know, I may as well clarify this right at the beginning. Veganism is a diet that abstains from eating meat, fish, dairy, eggs, honey, but also it expands into other areas like fashion and generally just living a more eco-friendly lifestyle. It essentially is important that you're not consuming anything that comes from an animal. So that also goes into leather and wool. But many people feel that veganism also means you shouldn't be buying from certain companies. It's very vague, and this again is one of the first problems that really comes to mind with veganism is, how do you define it? Everyone's got a different idea of what it means to be vegan. Some people don't like the word and call themselves plant-based. Some people are very militant and they want to tell everyone that they're vegan, and it very much fits into the stereotype. But I like to call myself vegan because I feel like in a lot of ways I'm actively trying to address some of the stereotypes and some of the negative stereotypes that are associated with the word. So 2.5 years I've been vegan. Before that I was vegetarian for 3 years. So I ate meat. I ate dairy and eggs, but I never really bought those products in their base form. I never bought eggs or milk or cheese. I would generally buy ice creams or pizzas with cheese on, cakes, chocolates, things like that. But for a long time I never bought any of those products as their base format. So before then, I went through a period of thinking about being vegan for quite a while, but actually when I was asked quite early on into being vegetarian whether I would ever consider being vegan, I genuinely thought that I would never do it and it wasn't for me. I considered it to be quite an extreme diet, and my assumption of a vegan diet was that it was just salad and nuts. I really wasn't educated in terms of what it meant to eat vegan food. So that's kind of where I started, really. What made me go veggie in the first place? I think really it was almost just one day I woke up and decided that I was vegetarian from then on. I think it's hard to put myself back in those shoes that I was in. It was around the age of 17, I think. But one day I woke up and thought about what I was doing and what felt right and what felt wrong. And actually I decided that I couldn't consciously choose to eat meat any longer. But I took a very relaxed approach. I said to myself that I would be vegetarian whenever I could. You know, if I went to a friend's house and their parents cooked me something without realizing that had meat in, then I would be fine to eat it. And so gradually over 3 years, I tried to go vegan a couple of times because my thought process was actually that the same reasons that I went veggie were convincing me that I couldn't also stay veggie any longer. I knew too much. I'd done too much research. I'd seen too many things on online, on videos and documentaries and books, talked to too many people about these conversations, about what goes on, and I knew I just couldn't not go vegan. It just didn't feel right to me any longer. However, it was really difficult. Vegetarian was easy. I sort of woke up and that was it. Just I wasn't interested in eating meat any longer, and it wasn't a huge sacrifice anyway. I wasn't a huge lover of steak. Rarely ever ate bacon. Chicken was overused and boring, and sort of mince, I don't know. It just didn't inspire me that much, and I was excited to try new foods and new dishes, but veganism was cutting out a huge proportion of my diet and a lot of things that I really did enjoy eating. So I tried to go vegan about 3 or 4 times and failed miserably, really. I didn't even last a week each time I tried it. And I mean, going back 2.5 years ago, it wasn't easy to go vegan. It's not easy now, but there's certainly already a lot more options. And I have huge respect for anyone that went vegan before that, because actually the awareness and the knowledge about what it means to be vegan and the options that are out there are ever expanding. But I really spent some time looking into what I need to make sure I have in my diet to live healthily, what I need to make sure I'm eating, things like where do I get my iron, my calcium, where am I getting my omega-3s from, making sure that I know if I need to take any supplements, how I get enough protein, how much protein I need. So I was doing all this research, and actually it was at that point I decided that I then knew enough about why I should go vegan, but I also knew enough about how to go vegan. So I gave it a shot and I stuck to it. And actually I was a bit more relaxed with myself, and I accepted that I would probably mess up a few times, and I did. And I still do to today. I'm probably not a very good vegan. I feel like I feel anxious sometimes about meeting other vegans, because I don't know how I'm going to be judged by them. And this is something I really hate about the type of people that are vegan. Generally, most people go vegan for compassionate reasons, but actually some people are so passionate about the reasons for taking on that lifestyle that they feel that anyone else doing it a different way to them is wrong. And actually, I still wear leather shoes. I still have woolen clothes. I still have a leather belt and shoes. And I don't always spend enough time checking what food I buy from supermarkets. Sometimes I accidentally pick something up which has got some weird milk product in it or eggs or something like that. Just because I often assume I know what I'm doing by now. But it's really challenging making sure that you're checking the labels of everything you buy. So that would be really my number one difficulty with this lifestyle, is the type of people that are vegan and the way they go about challenging other people. It was only recently, actually, that I had a bunch of friends round for a barbecue on the boat. We were on the towpath, the sun was out, and we had a few beers going. But without asking any of my friends, they all brought vegan food, which is incredible. And I couldn't fault them. They were incredible. They were so accepting of it. And it's almost like they just wanted to take up the challenge, and they've always been supportive of my choices. And although we have a lot of banter about it, they are very mature about how we discuss the topics and some of the quite difficult discussions around veganism. So I was really impressed that they all just, took it on and brought a load of, vegan crisps, and they made sure they brought veggie sausages and burgers and the hummus and all sorts. So props to them. But actually, a friend of a friend came along the towpath who I knew she was vegan, and I introduced myself and I said, "Oh, you must be so-and-so's vegan friend." And she goes, "Yeah, I am." And I say, "Oh, I'm also so-and-so's vegan friend." And we sort of got chatting, and she seemed fairly nice until she sees my friends sort of come out of the boat and onto the deck, and they go, "Ah, are your friends vegan?" And I say, "Well, actually, no, they're not, but we've just had a vegan barbecue." And before I even managed to finish that sentence, she shouted across to them, "Why not? Why aren't you vegan? You haven't got time not to be vegan. The planet needs you to be vegan, blah, blah, blah." And it was actually really hard to negotiate and guide this conversation away from being aggressive to my friends about their lifestyle choices. And I was upset by this, because actually everyone here had made a great effort to eat more vegetarian food, and they were talking about going to a veggie restaurant or a vegan restaurant in Reading, and here was this vegan who didn't know anything about me or my friends or their decisions, and was being really aggressive to them. And I don't think that's the right way to go about it at all. If anything, it puts people off. It put me off. They're the type of people who make me not want to be vegan, and so I have a huge problem with that. I've always tried to avoid telling people where possible that I am vegan. I try and lead by example and show people what type of food they can cook, how to make nice vegan food, and I'm all about encouraging people rather than shaming them for making choices that I don't agree with. So that's probably the worst thing about being vegan. The hardest thing, I would say, is it used to be going out for meals, and sometimes still is. Although most places now have vegan options. And it was only this weekend I went to Wembley and managed to get a vegan pasty and a vegan burger and chips while I was there. It's just getting easier and easier wherever you go. There's always options on the menu, or people are much better at catering for it. But actually, I have had some truly terrible meals out. And eating out is one of my favourite things to do, but often there are maybe one or two options on the menu, and sometimes there's never any options on the menu, and you have to ask how the chef can cater for you, which is a difficult conversation to have, because you feel like you're making someone go out of their way for you. But I remember when I went up to Manchester last year, and I think I talked about it on one of the podcasts with Ben Morris, but they had nothing vegan. They had pizza, which was about the closest they could do, and they said that they would make me a vegan pizza, or just a pizza with loads of veg on it. So I was expecting kind of maybe mushrooms, peppers, no cheese, but you know, tomato based sauce or something, you know, your standard pizza toppings. But along came a pizza. My friends obviously got this really nice curry with a load of meat in it, and it just smelled and looked great. And along came my pizza, and it was literally just bread with tomato based sort of pizza sauce on it, with cauliflower and broccoli and I don't know, some one or two other things on it, and it was terrible. It was honestly god awful. But I ate it and I didn't complain, and I thanked them for being kind enough to try and cater for me. But that's the hardest thing often is going out and not knowing what kind of food you're going to get. Like I say, thankfully it's getting much easier, and it's often more rural locations. I haven't actually done a lot of traveling since I've been vegan, so I don't know what it's like to travel and go outside of Europe. I've been to a few European cities, but actually they catered very well for vegan food. And actually there's an app for anyone that's interested called Happy Cow, which shows you, like on Google Maps, shows you all of the veggie restaurants, the vegan restaurants, places that serve some vegan meals. It also shows you supermarkets that sell vegan food, so really makes traveling a lot easier. But I would say that has to be one of the most difficult things about being vegan. And I talked already a little bit about the fact that I'm not that good at it. From a vegan's perspective, I'm still wearing clothes that I shouldn't do, and really I feel like I can justify that because I'm getting my clothes secondhand. I care less about leather and wool than I do with steak and pork and everything else, meat, you know, and dairy. But I try and negate those difficult decisions by getting any clothes that I get secondhand, because then fashion is also not very good for the environment. So hopefully by supporting charity shops and getting secondhand clothes, it saves me money, it's better for the environment, and I don't have to worry about having these worries or sort of arguments in my head about justifying why I'm wearing or buying these products. But I don't buy clothes very often, so I don't have that issue to think about very often at all. But actually, like I say, I'm not a great vegan. I've messed up time and time again. Last year, I went away with some friends and I offered to cook everyone a nice pasta dish. Went to the supermarket, got some bolognese sauce, which I assumed was just like a tomato-based sauce with some herbs and whatnot. It looked great. It didn't look like it had anything in it that we couldn't have. We even Googled some of the ingredients that were in Spanish to try and figure it out. But halfway through our meal, bearing in mind I'm also catering for another veggie here, I realised that there's meat in the dish, and it, by this point it was already too late and there was nothing else to eat, so I carried on eating it. Very recently I went down to Brighton, went out for some food with my friend. We both decided to go for one of the veggie options. There was this really nice sounding burrito that they did in a veggie vegan cafe. And on the menu it said vegan option available, and I completely forgot to ask when the waitress came along, and the burrito ended up coming with cheese. So it was completely my mistake. It was too late by this point. It would have been incredibly awkward and difficult for me to not eat this food. It would have been a waste of money, waste of their time, waste of our time while I'm there. So I ate it. I actually suffered a bit after, surprisingly. I've never found that cheese gave me any issues before, but it's been such a long time that I actually got quite bloated, and I didn't feel great after eating it for the next couple of days. So clearly my body is changing, and it's more difficult to go back now, I think, if I ever wanted to, but that's probably a couple of good examples of why I'm a terrible vegan. And like I say, I don't want to sit here and pretend that life's all jolly and great and veganism's the best thing ever, because it's not. It's difficult. It's no fun. You get judged. People think of you as a certain type of person when they find out you're vegan. And these are some really good reasons to not do it. However, I would say, along with moving onto a boat, it's probably one of the best decisions I've ever made. I would encourage you, if you're interested, to go and look into it a little bit more. There are some great resources online, but that's up to you. I'm not going to say any more about it than that, other than I don't think I could ever go back, and I have no intentions of going back to my diet beforehand. I think I'm a little bit healthier because of it. The main benefit I found is probably just that I don't feel any guilt when I'm eating. But I think we have to be realistic here when we're talking about veganism and a vegan world. Some people think that the whole world is going to go vegan, and that may or may not happen. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but one thing I do know is some people really couldn't give a shit about the suffering or the damage to the planet or the damage to their health, if you believe those things to be true. So I know there's certain people who shoot game, or they hunt, or they fish. You know, and these are all fun activities, and I don't think these types of people could ever go veggie or would ever want to. So I'm under no illusion that I just don't think veganism's for everyone, to be perfectly honest. I'd be really interested to know some of your thoughts. It feels good to be saying some of these things for the first time almost, because like I say, whenever we have discussions about veganism, it tends to be very short, or people have generalizations and stereotypes that they want to talk about. But I'd encourage you to come and chat to me if you're interested about it, or hit me up on Facebook or Instagram. You can follow this podcast on the Stephen Reed podcast on Instagram or Facebook. So you're always welcome to drop me a message, whether you want to have a discussion about some of my thoughts, some of the things I've voiced today, or whether you want some support in where to go to find out more. I'm always happy to have these conversations, and I'm not going to ram it down your throat and tell you why you should and shame you for not being vegan, blah blah blah. I don't think, as I say, that achieves anything. So I really thank you for being open-minded enough to stick around and listen to what I have to say on this topic. I hope you've enjoyed hearing some of my thoughts on veganism. Hopefully going to be making this a bit more of a regular occurrence. I'd like to up the content that we put out there anyway, and I think having these discussions would be a really good way of doing it, trying to just voice some of my thoughts and opinions that might not have the opportunity to in a discussion. And it also helps to solidify some of my thoughts, and actually when it's not until you start talking about something that you realize whether you believe in what you're saying or not. So I think it's a really positive thing for me to do either way. So I hope you'll join us for the next episode. The next one will be with a guest, as we normally have. Each episode we release on the first and third Wednesday of the month, and hopefully this is going to be the second Wednesday of each month. I'll go and have a discussion like this. So check out the episode that's coming out next week. Really hope you've enjoyed listening, and take care of yourselves. We'll speak to you on the next episode. Goodbye.